This show is brought to you by Safety FM. I think it's valid to say that workers are experts of their work, that they have the knowledge and understanding of work as done that makes them a vital partner in learning teams. With a learning team, it becomes very clear and evident that everyone will have their own rationale, that people will have different perspectives on a particular situation or event. This doesn't imply that the system that they're operating in is weak, but it accepts that the situation that will be viewed differently by different people doing the work. How a system performs, therefore, cannot necessarily be understood by any one point of view. Exploring multiple and differential views, including past events and current system issues, brings together aspects of the system to light, including the demands, the pressures, the resources and constraints that ultimately impact on safe performance.
Great concept that we give workers the respect that they need and that we recognise them as the experts in their work.
That they really are part of the solution as opposed to the problem.
Absolutely. But more importantly is that, particularly in the world of safety and around risk management, whatever the residual risk is, so when we calculate risk, whatever risk is left over, it's the workers that face that risk, not the organisation.
I agree. You know, if I put it into that lean context, going to the Gimba is one of those lean words we use, but, you know, going out to where the work's been done and talking to the experts, the people doing the work, they're the knowledge holders. They're the people that are doing it day in, day out. And when we're building up that learning team, or we're building up that knowledge and having those ongoing conversations with them, it's really powerful.
I think one of the unintended consequences of looking at our workers as part of the solution, and so therefore inviting their input, is that we are really able to encourage and enhance workers' ability to critically reflect, which is something that's really really important in terms of managing safety in a day-to-day component. By getting workers to reflect on their practice, both in terms of their past experiences, in terms of constraints, in terms of good practice, in terms of those things that aids good practice, workers are really able to hone their skills around managing and thinking about dynamic risk. And so I think that by the starting point that workers are the experts, I think really provides a great deal of positive outcomes, both for workers and for the organisation, in terms of how you manage risk.